Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
5 o'clock. This music is insulting, but also accurate. Here's what we're going to do. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want these topics broken down individually. But Rico, this is important.
Okay.
This is a major, major week for both the Pistons and the Red Wings. NBA draft Wednesday and Thursday, NHL draft Friday and Saturday. Trades are happening in both leagues. And in the NHL, the buyout season is open. Kenny just bought the whole team out last segment. Here's my question to you, Kenny, David, the people. Driving home on this blistering hot Monday. Anyone with a clue knows major trades, if your team's going to make one, they're going to happen this week, mm-hmm. whether it's the Pistons or whether it is the Wings.
Yeah, with the Troy Weaver special. He right. always did something on draft night.
And for the Wings, it's the same thing. Why? They have the number 13 overall pick. They have 21 in cap space, and teams want to be ready to roll for free agency pre-July 1. Well, trades can do that. Here's my question. Are we going to see, because we on this show are united. We're like Voltron. We are all together. We want both these teams to make bold, how about this? Bold offseason, .. Mm-hmm. Wings need a jump start. Pistons could win the East. Are we going to see one of the teams make a bold move? Both of the teams make a bold move? Or what we call the Yzerman special, neither team. No and no.
No and no. Well played, my friend.
Yes
well
and no? Or no and no?
Or yes two, and four, yes?
Or yes and yes, which never happens in this town. We don't get those things.
Yes and no.
Right. So, look, it's not about what you want to happen. It's about what do you think will happen. NBA, I mean, Bane's already been traded. Durant's been traded. The draft, this is per name and insider. Sham Sharanya, Brian Windhorst, a.k.a. Paul Serra, whomever. This is supposed to be an explosive week in the NBA. We'll see if their reporting is right. The NHL, every NHL writer is saying, if your team's making a big trade, it's going down this week. Kreider, Zegras, look. Kenny really scared me because Kenny was just like Yzerman at the presser. No and no. They're not going to buy anybody out. They're not going to trade the 13th pick. And he doesn't expect a big move. The Pistons, we can want all the things we want. Do we expect it this week? I don't.
No.
I'm going to say no and no and hope I'm wrong. But I want to know if one of them makes a bold move, both of them make a bold move, a bold move, or neither. 248-539-9797. Now, if you disagree with wanting to make a big trade in either league, feel free to call and explain why. I just need the why.
I'm going to go yes and no.
I won't even ask you who's making the move.
Okay.
The fact that one of them does, I'd be happy enough.
Yes and no.
Who do you think's making the move? I lied.
I think Trajan makes the move.
What are we getting?
I think he makes the move. I don't know.
Breaking news? Should I play the sounder?
No, this is not breaking news. No, no, no. Yeah, Zion and a medium. No, I have no idea.
Oh,
I have no idea. I just think that he has shown just in the year he's made moves. They've been smaller moves. They haven't been the major moves, but I think he needed a year to see what he has, to see how this worked out.
You know the craziest part? What? Craziest part is the Wings are in such an easier spot to make a move. They have a farm system. Mm-hmm. Pistons don't. They have the 13th overall pick. Pistons don't. They have a ton of cap space. Pistons kind of do. The point is, the Wings would be the easiest of the two.
See, to me, this is almost like the Stevie triple down. Like, no. My way will work. Trust me on this.
Kenny, do you believe what Rico's saying there?
Yeah, to an extent. And I also feel like the bigger issue is, I think we've talked about this maybe a month ago at this point, but looks like, seems like, feels like Steve has no real pressure to do anything. He has not, I don't want to say a lifetime contract, but he'll be there as long as he wants to be there. Mm-hmm. So I don't see a reason why he'd force anything or go out of his, this is my way, we're going to do it my way, and it's probably going to stay that way.
I'm giving Trajan just too much benefit of the doubt.
No, I think you're actually right, Rico. I
think he wanted to see, okay, let me see what I have here. I made some tweaks. He picked up Tobias Harris. That worked out. Schroeder, that worked out. Maybe now he goes a little bit bolder and says, okay, he sees what we see. Milwaukee, minus a player. Boston, minus a player. Indy, minus a player. You know what? I got money. I got some young talent here that I can move. Let me see what I can do. So that's my yes and no.
248-539-9797. Oh, boy. Let me ask you this, Kenny. Just hypothetical. If I said to you this was the offseason, any excitement, some excitement, or total excitement? Just work with me on this, okay?
All right.
Buy out Tarasenko or Hall, your choice. Trade for Robertson, sign Ekblad.
Yes and yes. And okay. Yes, and the third and fourth yes.
Did you see what Ekblad had to say
about
his future
with
the Panthers?
What did he say?
I thought it was interesting. He basically made a comment, look, they're working on stuff, but it's pretty clear it's going to come down to the last minute. We know Sam Bennett's going to stay for less money.
Yep.
That seems to be the consensus.
Yep.
But if Ekblad were the answer on the blue line.
Yes.
And you make a trade for Robertson, who's got 7.75 for one more year. Look, that trade proposal in the New York Times seems very light to me.
That's an A-plus offseason. Maybe not an A-plus, but that's an A offseason.
So what precludes them from doing it?
Well, because it seems too easy.
That's it. No,
I hate when you do, because it's like, yeah, that makes way too much sense. Never
like, don't the answers for the Red Wings seem so much more obvious than the answers for the Pistons?
Yes. Yes. And also they have the capital in draft capital to do it, along with blue chip prospects. I mean, we don't need both Kosa and August. One of them can be traded. You know, it's possible.
You don't know Puck.
But I see. Right.
What?
See, I'm with on Kenny's side. I mean, just that final press conference of the year by Eisenman, just it really seemed like, I'm doing this thing my way, and
you will not force me to go any faster than I plan on going.
Yeah, that's why I say no for him, because I don't think there's the fire. I don't think there's the we got to do something right away. It's the we've waited this long. What's one more year?
We missed the playoffs last year, not this past year, but 2 years ago by a sneeze. And we said, we are so close to the playoffs. We have to.
You were all in. This time last year, there's going to be a move. And
I was so sure of it.
It's gone 180 degrees, and you're just like, nah.
Because if it didn't happen last offseason, why would it happen this offseason?
If you got rid of, take your pick of the awful contracts the Wings have, and you did a buyout, right? Call it $25 million in cap space. No, I'm a knob when it comes to Puck. Okay, let's fine. Ekblad is roughly going to be about a $7.58 million player. I don't think I'm off base in saying that. Call it eight. Go high side, okay. $8 million a year AAV. Robertson is 7.5 for this year, and you will have to pay him next year. He's restricted. The point is, 15.5 would still leave you the better part of $10 million in cap space to do the things you need to do. Mm-hmm. Now tell me, this is what kills me. That seems so easy. Right? Mm-hmm. But yet, the team that's closer to actually making an appearance deep in the playoffs would be the Pistons. Because again, Halliburton, torn Achilles, dead. Jason Tatum, dead. Damian Lillard, dead. The East is wide open.
Is it wrong to want both of these teams to step forward? Because it feels like it is right there for them.
It is not. It's not an either or. I would love to say yes and yes.
I'm saying no and no.
I think Trajan will, because I think we're lumping him in with everybody else.
I'm not lumping him in. I'm saying I feel like the majority of Piston fans actually want to do nothing. They want to be Jim Costa.
See, I don't think he's Piston fan, though. I think he actually knows what he's doing. He's not listening to the fans, because no fan would have told him to make the moves that he did, but he did.
Right, but he's been here 1 year.
Right. So
he's earned the right to do what Yzerman feels like he doesn't have the right to do. It's totally ironic.
You're right, but I think
I don't like it.
Let me see what I have. And in the offseason, I expected this summer to be the summer where he really puts he puts the imprint on this team. And
you're
says,
yes and no.
Yes and no.
Kenny, I'm no and no.
I'm yes and no, complete agreement with what Rico had to say.
You're saying Pistons yes, Wings no.
Yes.
I'm saying no and no because we're not allowed joy in this town. David, no and yes, yes and no, no and no, yes and yes.
I am yes and no, but for the Wings, yes. Go ahead, Kenny. Go
I believe
ahead.
Kenny is patronizing.
Here's why. You're laughing
no,
too.
No, I'm laughing because honestly, you could throw the other two teams in there and say which one makes the big move first. Because we're waiting on all of them.
And maybe this is my hope with this one. You're right. It is buyout season and we've heard nothing yet. And I truly believe the reason why we've heard nothing is because there is a move that is about to happen. I want to believe this and I'm going yes and no for the Wings.
How is this any different from the previous years?
I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
Today.
So this is hope and faith.
Yes and
no. This was the sermon last Sunday?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, David, can I ask you the question of why do you believe this? Why?
It was a sermon. Kenny, it was a sermon last night.
Is that in the good book somewhere?
You know what?
Thou must buy out?
He spent too much time frying fish in 90-degree weather.
What about Rasmus Anderson, 248? All right, look, just you can take a text in if you want. It could be yes and no, no and yes, yes and yes, no and no. But this is a massive week for our two winter sports teams. Pistons, with the draft coming up, with what took place the last couple weeks of two of the top players in the East, devastating, possibly multiple season-ending injuries. I mean, Durant was out 18 months with his Achilles. There's no guarantee.
Correct.
So, again, Tatum and Halliburton, man, could the Pistons step forward? Feels like they have everything they need to do it. Will they? The Wings... it's turning into the Scott Frost bit. This is the offseason. Stevie Y gets it right. They have the draft pick they don't need that others would covet. They have cap space. They have the buyout option. They
seems
have
a so simple.
Loaded prospect system. And here's the thing, Rico, it's not even like radio idiocy. They desperately need a first-line player. You could say a top six forward. I'd say a top line forward. Because you need to now move someone probably to a more appropriate role on the second line. Dylan Larkin.
I was about to say, maybe somebody who's not in agreement with Steve.
But they also need massive help on the blue line.
Yes.
Had the worst penalty kill in history.
Goalie.
No. You don't know Puck if you say that.
You know what
Kenny
I'm
and
saying.
I got eviscerated
I stand
last
down.
Summer.
Because if you have five goalies, you got a goalie.
What if you have a Mrazek?
Then you're probably going to hoist a cup.
Sounds like a medical condition.
Warnings.
See a doctor?
If Mrazek lasts more than 6 hours, go to the hospital. Yeah, if he starts six games in a row, you're going to need to go to the hospital.
If you have a slight case of death, call your doctor.
It's bad, man. Side effects include everything. So just you tell us, guys. 248-539-9797. I'd love to come on the air and be like, guys, they're both making a move this week. But I don't know. It just doesn't seem like we get to have nice. If Yzerman doesn't make a move and uses that 13th pick Friday, what was the plan?
That's the frustrating thing is we're still asking the question, what was the plan?
No. And no.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, coming up at 5:30, Kenny sits down with J.J. Paterka. What do the ticket techs have to say? This is a major week to 10 days for both winter teams. And it's a play on our Yzerman drop. I desperately want it to be yes and yes. What are people saying, David?
No. All four. No. We don't take big swings in Detroit anymore.
Thanks a lot.
Wow. Pistons, yes. So many injuries in the East. This is the year to make a move. So, yes, the Wings are a lost call.
And the other thing is, in the NBA, here's what's really been interesting. The devaluing of picks. And honestly, if you believe that the Pistons have enough young talent, why do you want the picks? You don't need both. It's a lot like with the Wings. They have all of these prospects. Why do I want that 13th pick? I don't want to hear about landing a steal. That player won't be here before 2030. So it's just fascinating because the Pistons don't really have to empty the cupboard. And if they want to commit to Ivy and Cade as a backcourt, they can do that. Because you can get rid of someone else plus picks. Look at the Durant trade.
Right, but they don't have a first-round selection this year.
They don't need it. You can add future picks. These derelict franchises, they don't care. Hell, Phoenix didn't have a pick until 2050.
Now they got one.
And they're going to use it on Jace Richardson. Watch.
I don't think
they're
so.
They're turning that into a fantasy basketball operation.
Wait. Maybe the Pistons can trade and get Jalen Green here. And now you'd have the 1 and 2 picks.
Signed, locker room cancer. No.
The new Kyrie.
You do not want Jalen Green here. No way. Culture's too good. No and no.
I think Phoenix is going to be trading somebody, not Booker, but everybody else that they got there. I saw Bradley Beal. They're trying to move him.
You can. He's got the league's
only.
What are they trying? They would need a gun and a ski mask.
Well, they want him to consent and say, yes, I want to go there.
Ready? Hey, Bradley, can we trade you? He has the league's only no trade clause.
I don't know how that happened.
Hey,
I don't know how he got it. Let's put it that way.
Because the Washington Wizards are asshats. Hey, Bradley, want to get traded? That's how the conversation goes.
That guy has the only no trade call. Not Giannis.
Welcome to the association.
It is that's crazy.
I mean, that's a bar bet you would win. Hey, name the only guy with a no trade clause.
Bradley
LeBron.
Beal.
No.
Kobe didn't even have one.
Right. All right. Ticket text. What are the people saying, David?
No hope in Yzerman doing anything that moves the needle. Yes, the Pistons make a move. Wide open East. That's LC in a car. Someone says, half yes and no. Pistons make a move to improve, but not the huge move. The Wings, well, they're the Wings.
But see, this is what kills me. Okay, I want to speak with Kenny for one moment. Kenneth, if I may.
Nobody else is listening.
No. It's just I want to know, after our, we had run-ins with Wings fans last week. Tell me if any of these are knobbish opinions. Like, I don't think it's crazy to want Hull and Tarasenko both either bought out or pull a Wallman, put a pick with one of them, and send them down the line.
Those are the types of players that you attach a pick to and ship out of town.
Right.
Not a guy who's starting in the Stanley Cup final, but Jake Wallman.
Those two, that's not crazy, right?
No, that's not
okay.
crazy.
Then you talk about a Robertson or a Paterka. My whole thing is you have so much to offer these teams. Am I crazy for going, okay, go get one of those guys?
If you get outbid, but you try and you give them a reasonable offer, I can appreciate that because at least you tried for that big name, that splash move. And if you just got outbid, you got outbid. I can't be mad at that, but try. That's not my bar. Try. And I don't think they're going to try.
That actually could be like, how team, like the Lions, it was One Pride or Grit. Red Wings 100. Try.
It's like the people holding up the sign that just says believe.
Try.
I guess it's better than tried.
Right. David?
Yes and yes. But Steve will go bold in the wrong direction. So, but he's making a move, though. You gotta try something,
right?
What's
bold in the wrong direction?
He's saying it's going to go in the wrong direction. He'll be bold, but it'll go in the wrong direction.
Oh, well.
You got to try it, though, right?
If you live in fear, you're not living at all. Like, what are we doing? Like, I love how all these fans, like, this is the problem I have, too. You only present one side of the argument. No, we can make a bold trade, and it doesn't work. That's understood. But it's all these people who, we're just going to hold on to our people. And what if that doesn't? They never have that conversation. It's the same thing. Like, I got into an argument with Cookies about it the other day. It's like, okay, and what if your cute little plan of pretending you're Oklahoma City doesn't work? Like, I want to go get people who can play the game at a high level now.
Because at that point, then potentially you've fallen behind because I think there's some teams that are on the verge of becoming dynasties.
Yeah, I mean, that part I can't change. You know my thoughts on OKC and San Antonio. I don't think anyone's beat them, but we got to get there to try.
I'm looking also at Dallas. They have pieces as well. What I'm saying is the time is now. You got a 2-year window where you could possibly jump in there and get a title, and then maybe you get forgotten about like the Bad Boy Pistons.
Kenny?
If you go get a Paterka, if you go get a Byram, if you, God forbid, go get a Robertson and it blows up in your face one way or another, at least you did what?
Tried.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, honestly, everyone hates playing in Buffalo. It's the worst city in America. Paterka, Byram, double dip. Go get them both.
The players actively hate playing in Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's why so many of them have left.
Because the franchise is terrible. They love the fans, but they know the franchise is god awful.
You know who used to be a Buffalo Sabre? Sam Reinhart. You know what he is now? Champion.
Miroslav Shatan. Okay. Alexander McGillney.
Jack Eichel.
What about Benoit Hogue? All right, we're done. Yeah, hey, I remember when I proposed to you getting Eichel and his Lego neck, and you laughed at me, but that's worked.
I did. I did laugh at you all primarily because Lego neck.
That's kind of a
big sticking point for me.
And you know what?
It worked.
Maybe we take this full circle. Take the victory lap.
No. No, I didn't.
Go ahead. Take the victory lap for your Lego man.
It fits the criteria.
But I didn't pound the desk for it. I said, Kenny, this is a risk. I like risk it, biscuit trades. Yeah. I think it is the key to getting out of a rut as an organization.
No, I remember you were like, guys, his neck potentially could snap at any moment.
Yeah, it's a Jenga tower, missing a few pieces, but I'm willing. They got it for very little.
It's true. No, it was a good suggestion at the time. I didn't think it was, primarily because of Lego.
I understand. But in the here and now, like, Kenny,
it feels like the pathway to an offseason for the Wings that everyone would look and go, wow, this is really acceptable. This is good. It seems so easy. And before all of you get all butthurt, oh, if it's so easy, guys, Yzerman plays fantasy hockey. He's not curing pancreatic cancer down at Carmanos. Okay? You take billionaires' money and you buy millionaire players. You buy and sell players. It's not, we're not doing stem cell research. So just please miss me with the idea that we can't say elite farm system, 13th pick, cap space. It's actually pretty easy if you want to do it.
If you try, because that's what the money is for. Simply. I'm not even saying it to be funny anymore. It's just frustrating to watch it happen off-season after off-season after off-season.
The draft isn't until Friday. There's time.
And it could very well be on draft night. So if they don't do anything by Thursday,
yeah, but that doesn't help the radio show, Steve.
I'm sorry.
It's got to happen before the draft.
We need it to happen tomorrow.
Don't you dare pull a trade at 8 o'clock on a Friday night. Come on.
What about 5:30 on a Friday?
It'll be a news dump.
It will be.
And it won't be even that be that good of a trade.
Oh, Kenny, come on, man.
They're going to make a trade. It'll be for like a bottom six winger or something like that.
13th pick for Darius Kasparaitis. Who says no?
Darius Kasparaitis.
The lord of the hip check. 248-539-90s. Your favorite Rich Pilon memories. All right, we're done. Listen, keep hope alive. Rico says something's happening this week. You know what? I'm choosing to believe him, even though he's a liar. I'm choosing to believe him. I'm doing with what most people do with politics. I'm choosing to believe you.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know hoops.
Say something I disagree with. You don't know what you're talking about. 248-539-9797. We'll get a football in the mix next. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Before we get to Rieger and Wojo, we did our victory lap. People who you got assassinated for. You just got talked so down about. You don't know what you're talking about. And then they actually ended up doing something. We talked about that early in the show. Hit the Odyssey rewind if you missed any of that. Plus, we wanted to know, hey, this week You got the NBA draft followed by the NHL draft. Will either team make a bold move? Yes or no? No and no. Yes and yes.
No and no.
So hit that Odyssey Rewind if you missed any of that. Plus, we also gave you the quarter century NFL teams, all NFL teams. So, David, take a text.
Eisenman makes the biggest move of his career and shocks this town. That is like from it. Rick.
Yes and yes.
I think the issue for the Wings are guys like Ekblad. They wouldn't come here to the D because, well, it doesn't matter what we pay him. We don't win. He wants to win.
Okay, but at a certain point, part of what you're paid for as a general manager, president of ops, is to recruit people to play for your team. That is a part of what the job is. I hate the idea that, oh, recruitment isn't a part of it. No, it is. And look, I understand an original six team doesn't mean what it used to. I understand that the building is new-ish. It's not brand new. The point is, if Eiserman can't recruit someone to play here, why is he here? It's part of your job. I understand we're not a zero-tax state. Noted. I know that we're always going to lose to Florida or Vegas or Dallas. Fine. But for God's sakes, can we stop letting them off the hook? What are you paid for exactly? So, I know, in the Eiserbot land, well, he didn't get the number one pick, therefore rebuild invalid. So if the only way to rebuild a team is getting the number one pick, then what the hell are any of these guys worth? No, and no. Also, listen for Rieger's sit down with J.J. Paterka at 7:30.
What?
That's right, he's calling in.
You're allowing Rieger back in the studio?
Yeah, he got medicine.
I'm back. Not sure about this.
Now, listen, guys, you guys hurt my feelings on Friday. And then
they saved your life, apparently.
Then I went to look in the mirror, and then I got really sick. So you guys were on to something.
Thank you.
Yeah. It didn't take anybody. You look like you were fresh out of the Scooby van.
Look how white my eyes are now. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Look at those white eyes.
It looked like your shirt. I'm like, Rieger, seriously. Go on. No, I'm good.
You sure you're not contagious at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we'll let you stay.
I called in on Saturday.
Okay, good.
Yes. All right, I'm going to ask you to the question that we talked about in the 5 o'clock.
No and no. I forget the questions. Go. No, I forgot. Go. No. I think it's no and no, though.
Massive week for both Pistons and
Wings.
Yes. NBA draft Wednesday, Thursday. NHL draft Friday, Saturday.
Right.
So, if there's a big trade to be made, it would happen the week of your draft or at the draft.
Sure.
So, is it one team, both team, or neither team? Essentially, paraphrasing Eisenman, is it no and no, yes and yes, or yes and no?
Well, I absolutely, the Wings, far more than the Pistons, need to make a big move. I think the Pistons would be great, but they don't need to.
Yes, they need
they
to.
They don't need to.
Halliburton's dead. Tatum's dead.
Lillard's
dead. Dead.
Compared to the Wings, who need to, I think... You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say neither one makes a big move.
Ooh, you're saying no.
No and no. That's what I said.
I'm not saying that's what I would do, but
no,
I'm just...
No. Steve is going to pull the trigger on something.
Are you going to write the column if Eisenman doesn't make a big move? Are you finally going to write the
I already
column?
Have my lead set up.
Are you going to ask for
him to
be fired?
I already wrote the lead.
Yeah, what is it?
Ready?
Yeah.
Let Stevie cook.
With the laser eyes?
What's wrong with that?
Whoa, is that Doug Karsh and Ray Lewis?
Yes.
Say that again, please, for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's a paraphrase. But it's a paraphrase of Ray Lewis's unreleased single titled Women.
Yeah, I think the only reason people know what the Women Ray Lewis song is because of you guys.
Correct.
Yeah, I have
like
no
idea. I'm Charles Rogers, go.
I got 38 catches and 16 touchdowns.
Charles Rogers.
Sing it, Ricky.
Yeah, I can't say the rest of it. He's dead now. Yeah. We used to bust his balls, but we, you know, guy's gone. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, very unfortunate. What was your answer?
No and no.
Yeah,
Rico,
because
you?
We're not allowed to have nice things.
I say yes and no.
Yes for?
Wait, yes. Thank you, Charles. Yes was for which one?
Pistons.
Oh.
Wow.
The Detroit Pistons.
I think that Langton really saw, okay, let me see what I have this year. And now I'll go ahead and make some moves. He made some three moves during the year, and now this is the summer that I think he sees what we see.
But we love our roster.
He still doesn't know what he has in Ivy, though.
That's what they're going to add to the Detroit sign that they put up for the draft.
Yeah.
Underneath it, it's going to say, and we love our roster.
There's not enough room there, I don't think.
But if somebody wants
Ivy, those flowers are very nice, by the way.
And you can upgrade. I think it's going to sting if they make a move. A fan favorite's going to get moved.
Oh, it shouldn't sting, though. And I'll tell you, coming up on our show, the reaction when I proposed a Pistons trade.
Which, by the way, I would do in a freaking heartbeat assume everybody would do it.
Let me hear it.
Not the people that read the damn thing.
Let me hear it.
Proposed by, what's his name, Bobby Marks at ESPN.
Oh, no, what is it?
Pistons, one of the teams to go after Giannis. Give up 4 first-round picks.
Okay.
Ivy.
Yep.
Thompson.
Yep.
And Harris.
Done.
Done. Where do I sign?
Yeah, yeah. Done.
Who's going to say no to that?
You can't give up 4 first-round picks. Those guys could end up being the next LeBron.
That's what we have first-round picks for.
The response based on Twitter and my email and comments was like 80% against it.
I'm just curious. Who don't they want to give up? They love Asar that much?
They don't want to give up any of them.
They think Ivy is going to be a star.
Look, Ivy might be. My point is,
cool.
Look, I don't think Giannis is happening. I think he stays in Milwaukee. The point is, what Bob puts out there, that's not crazy. It's the price of doing business for a Hall of Fame player in his prime who scores more effectively in the paint on an efficiency basis than Shaquille O'Neal in his prime.
That actually seems light.
Right. I don't care. He could be the devil.
The point is, you put Cade with Giannis.
It's a one-two.
I would do 5 first-round
picks. Yes, I would do 6. Who the hell cares? Yeah. Exactly. It's not real anyway.
And a bunch of pizzas. So, that's why I always find it fruitless to suggest trade possibilities, because the only ones that are interesting are really like going for it ones.
Did you see what the New York Times had for Robertson for the Wings?
Oh.
It was like the biggest no-brainer in the
world. Give it to me.
Pick 13, a 26 second, and Soderblom.
Where do I sign? Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to give up that second.
Oh, my God.
Jason Robertson
is a son. And by the way, he's from here.
Yeah, he's a North Philly.
When he was 10.
Yeah, because the only players we can get, you had to have met Tom Milliken at some point. It's like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Detroit leads the league in not making the playoffs and having players from their hometown.
Well, yeah. You know what it should say on that sign to Detroit that you talked about? To sports figures? Welcome to Detroit. You're never leaving.
Welcome to Detroit.
Because
we don't make trades.
Well, no, because even when they love it here,
except for you, Terry,
they ended up living here longer, right?
Okay. What is coming
up in
your
their show? Lives? We'll talk some Pistons and some Wings and some Tigers and women, sure. Why did we get the vacuum, David?
David, Stevie, can we expect to make the playoffs this year? Okay, but
I copyrighted that audio.
Can we buy
out? Towards me.
Can I expect to buy out Hall and Tarasenko? What about a Robertson trade? All right, thanks. This was great.
I'm pretty sure he said it twice.
That was to your question?
Yeah, that was about Walman.
That was Walman. Do you want to expand upon it?
Yeah.
Do you want to explain?
He's like, no and no. And I didn't hear him. So I'm like, what was that now? He's like, no and no. Well, I'm like, why not? I don't want to.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.